Welcome to the Original Gangsters Members Only Patreon. We're going to do another one of my very favorite type of episodes, these what I call hybrid episodes. So this is going to be a little bit of a Hollywood tale, a little bit of a true crime tale, and then we're going to mix in some current entertainment news. So it's kind of it's going to hit three different check three different boxes. So this is going to start. I want to announce something that's been contracted now officially in the world of television and film, and it was announced in the last couple weeks, and that is that MGM and their cable network is going to produce and release a television series called Blood Aces about the life and times of Benny Binion, the everyone talks about Tony Spilotro being, you know, the quintessential Las Vegas gangster after, you know, Bugsy and Meyer and those guys. But Benny Binion is really the most influential, impactful, and notorious gangster to ever really set foot and do business in Las Vegas, considerably more so than Tony Spilotro. And I say that with all due respect. And, you know, one of the reasons that Tony Spilotro has that, you know, that notoriety in pop culture is because of the movie Casino. If Casino had not have been made, and, you know, the Scorsese, De Niro, Pesci, Sharon Stone, maybe we'd be having a different conversation. There hasn't ever been a television or television series or film about Benny Binion, and now we're going to have it, and it's going to be produced by Sylvester Stallone and the people from the Tulsa King and his Balboa Productions, and it's going to star Cole Hauser from Yellowstone as Benny Binion. And Benny Binion, the reason I say that he was Spilotro on steroids was that he wasn't just an enforcer. He was a casino owner. He existed in Las Vegas for 40 years compared to Spilotro's 15. And he died of natural causes, not to mention he invented the World Series of Poker. So the guy is a legend, but he was also a true blue, cold-blooded mob boss from Dallas, Texas, a gunslinger, a cowboy. That's why they call him Benny the Cowboy. And I want to I wanted to announce that they're doing this television series, and Cole Hauser is going to be the lead. And I love Cole Hauser. I think he is one of the best, rugged leading man types that we have in Hollywood today. I think it took him by no fault of his own. I think it took way too long for him to really become a star. I was aware of him back in the 90s, but it took him until Yellowstone to really break out. But, you know, my connection into this is that I was working with the same people that are behind this new Blood Aces book, the Blood Aces a book adaptation to television series. I was working with these same people 5 years ago on a Greg Scarpa project, which is now in the hands of Mark Wahlberg and is about to be released. And then the same people that I was working on the Wahlberg thing, I started working on a show that was called Kansas City in development, which then became Tulsa King. So I have some personal experience working with these people behind the Binion TV series, and I'm really excited about it. I wish I could contribute, but by no means am I an expert on Benny Binion. And that's why they went and optioned Blood Aces, which is the, you know, it's the Bible on Benny Binion. And we did a episode of my travel blog back in 2024 into 25, where I stopped in Dallas. And I think I did a little bit on the murders that Benny Binion was suspected of committing in his rise to be the, you know, undisputed gambling boss of Dallas-Fort Worth in the 30s and 40s, and then came out to Vegas in the early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, and built the Horseshoe Casino, and then 20 years later invented the World Series of Poker. And then he ended up allegedly killing some people while he was in Vegas. So this guy was really hardcore. Another thing I want to talk about in this episode, in addition to this, you know, news about this television series, my personal experiences and relationship dealing with the people that are going to be behind this television series, I also want to talk about a lost murder when talking about Benny Binion's legacy. Everybody is quick to talk about, kind of, if you're somebody that has studied Binion, everybody knows about the murders in the 30s. Frank Boulding, who was the first victim in his rise, an African-American, a numbers guy. Benny the Bug Friedan, Sam Murray. These were guys that he killed on the way to the top. In the 40s, he had a long-standing feud with another gangster by the name of Herbie the Cat Noble. He killed Herbie the Cat right when he was making the transition from Texas mob boss to Las Vegas casino boss. And there was some fallout that I think has gotten, you know, lost in the shuffle of some of the narratives. Everybody that has studied Binion, the Herbie the Cat is kind of like the, that was the tipping point that sent Binion from mob boss to casino boss. And he never ended up having to, you know, account for that murder. He was arrested in a couple of the other ones and either beat the case or had the case tossed. One was I know we got off on self-defense, but the murder I want to talk about that nobody really knows was connected to Binion is fallout from the Herbie the Cat murder. And that was the murder in 1953, April 16th, 1953. So we're coming up on the anniversary of it. And the name of the gangster that was killed was a very famous L.A. gangster named Russian Louis. Russian Louis Strauss. And Russian Louis was a guy that worked with the Italians, and he was a Jewish mob associate, worked with Mickey Cohen, worked with Jack Dragna, was in a bunch of different illegal businesses, and very feared, was known as a killer, you know, came from Russia when, learned how to kill in the military before he became a gangster back in his homeland. And Russian Louis was killed because he tried to extort Benny Binion after the Herbie the Cat Noble murder. And I don't think a lot of people know that. And I'm talking to some of the people that are behind the show that I know that I called to congratulate or texted to congratulate when I saw the announcement. They told me that this hit, the Russian Louis hit and the Herbie the Cat hit, will be the, not the basis of, but will be a big part of the story arcs in season one of the show. And that anything else that happened in the, you know, in Benny Binion's younger days in Texas in the 20s, 30s, and 40s will be shown in flashbacks, but you're going to enter into the world of Benny Binion in the early 50s when, and I can't take credit for this, but as the story goes and the lore and the mystique and the mythology, there was kind of a saying that Benny Binion showed up in Las Vegas with a Cadillac, a cowboy hat, $1 million in cash in the back seat, and two machine guns in his trunk. And that's basically what he had to build his legitimate gambling empire, coming over from running an organized crime group out of Texas. You know, you can wash your sins away in Las Vegas, as time and time again, we saw that. Now, you saw that in the movie Casino. So what happened with Herbie the Cat, and then what happened with Louis Strauss, are going to be front and center in your introduction as an audience to Benny the Cowboy. And I mentioned earlier, him and Herbie Noble were longtime rivals and had been trying to kill each other for a decade throughout the 40s. Herbie's wife got killed in one of the attempts on Herbie's life before Herbie was assassinated. And they were car bombing each other. So it was pretty brutal. And eventually, Benny Binion kills his rival, Herbie Noble, in a mailbox bomb. And this is in 1951. This is like at a time where I believe he kind of had one foot in Dallas in his rackets, and then one foot in Vegas trying to, segue. And then you had a 2-year gap or a year and a half gap between the Herbie Noble hit and the Russian Louis hit. And nobody really, Blood Aces, the book, is the first, and Blood Aces came out in 2014. So it's only really been known for the last 12 years or so from the Binion angle of what happened to Russian Louis. People have known that how Russian Louis was killed, it was talked about in Jimmy Luisa Fratiano's book, but all of the reasoning hadn't really been clear until Blood Aces come out. I'm going to look up. I'm embarrassed that I can't tell you off cuff who was the author of Blood Aces, but I will very shortly. And I read it. It was a great book. And again, I'm embarrassed that I don't know the author, but I'm going to get it to you right now. And his name is Doug Swanson. I was going to say Dennis. So Doug Swanson wrote Blood Aces, The Wild Ride of Benny Binion, the Texas gangster who created the Vegas poker world. The Wild Ride of Benny Binion, the Texas gangster who created Vegas poker. So great book. And we get some insight into Russian Louis and how he tried to leverage the Herbie the Cat murder in his favor, I guess. And I went and talked to some of the people that researched this, that are putting together some of the screenplays for the first season. It's already got a green light. They're going to start shooting very shortly. It's going to be on the same channel as I think. Please excuse me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the channel that Godfather of Harlem was on. A little bit more obscure than FX or Paramount or Netflix, but they're putting a lot, and it's MGM. You know, they got the money to put into their cable and streaming service. And, you know, Paramount was around a little bit before it blew up. So let's see what happens here. But I think talking to the people that I know that research this, I think Russian Louis was under the impression that Benny Binion was turning over a new leaf and was going legit more than he was. So as I, you know, Binion went legit, built the Horseshoe Casino. It's still there. Really pioneered the Glitter Gulch, invented what was Glitter Gulch, which is now Fremont Street. That downtown area away from the strip. He gave that to the LCN guys. They could take the strip. He was going to take downtown. And he was known for catering to high rollers. And he really did reinvent himself. But especially back in those early days, he was nobody to be trifled with. And Louis Strauss made a really, fatal miscalculation with thinking that he could cut into Benny. And he would have never tried to do that 5 years before that. But because Benny was trying to build a legitimate business empire, he had been at that point, this is 1953, spring of 53, he'd been in Vegas now for about 3 years, and was getting, building momentum. Louis Strauss, I think, was under the opinion that he could go and try to cut in to Binion. And I'll explain why he tried to use Herbie the Cat, and that Binion would just pay Louis Strauss to go away. Well, that was wrong. That's not what the reaction from Benny Binion was. Benny Binion's reaction was to call Louis Strauss's boss in L.A., Jack Dragna, the mafia don of L.A., and have Dragna have his L.A. mob lieutenants kill Louis Strauss. So what this all really came, why this occurred was that Strauss had a relationship with the Chicago Outfit. Chicago Outfit had been doing business out in, L.A. since the 20s. And Strauss had some gambling businesses and some juice loan businesses. I think some prostitution businesses with the Chicago Outfit, and had a relationship with them. Herbie the Cat Noble, I guess, had some financial backing in Dallas-Fort Worth by the Chicago guys. Now, this is another thing that's, not a secret that the Chicago mob had interest down in Dallas. We know Jack Ruby and the whole JFK thing. Jack Ruby was a Midwestern guy, Chicago, Detroit, and came down to Dallas and was working for the Texas, New Orleans mob. So we know about that relationship that the Chicago Outfit had with guys in Texas, guys in California, guys in Vegas. And I guess Louis Strauss came up with this plan or ploy to go to Benny Binion. Now, whether or not this was true, it's still what he's... go to Benny Binion and tell him that Chicago mob was putting a contract out on his head for killing Herbie the Cat without sanctioning from Accardo and those guys. Now, whether or not Chicago actually was looking to put a contract on Benny Binion's head, we don't know if that's fact or fiction, but that's what Louis Strauss was selling. So Louis Strauss, who had a residence in Las Vegas as well as a residence in Los Angeles in the early days of Las Vegas, he goes and sits with Benny Binion at the Horseshoe, and tells Benny Binion, like, hey, my guys in Chicago want to kill you for killing Herbie the Cat. I think the number that he threw out, and remember, this was a number in 1953 money. So Louis Strauss says to Benny Binion, you give me 200,000, I'll make this contract go away and you can go about cleaning up your act in Las Vegas and, you know, put your gangster days behind you. And the Herbie the Cat thing will be your swan song. And that that was backwards logic. That's not how Benny Binion was comported as a businessman, as a gangster. You're trying to take advantage of him and you're trying to shake him down. Again, I don't know if the contract from Chicago was real or not. I don't think it mattered. Benny Binion was going to have his pound of flesh and calls Jack Dragna. Jack Dragna says, I got no problem taking care of it. And Louis Strauss is lured from Las Vegas back to L.A. under the guise of a armed robbery or a home invasion in Beverly Hills. Back then, the rich people in the Hollywood Hills were real targets for mob guys. There wasn't as much of a hands-off mentality when it came to civilian celebrities. Civilian celebrities, let's say even, you know, up into, you know, 70s and 80s could oftentimes become prey for organized crime figures. So Strauss gets lured back. Dragna puts the contract in the hands of Frank the Bomb, Frank Bomponcero, Jimmy Fratiano, and Joe Dipp. And according to what we know from Jimmy Fratiano's book and his cooperation deal, Strauss shows up at this Beverly Hills house that they're supposed to rob. And it's not a robbery, it's a homicide. And Joe Dipp gets him into a bear hug. And then Frank Bomponcero and Jimmy Fratiano give him what they call the Italian necktie and strangle him to death with like a piano wire. And he's never never seen again. They make his body disappear. And there was a lot of questions until Jimmy Fratiano writes his book 20 years later, 25 years later, or whatever happened to Louis Strauss. And now, based on Blood Aces, we know why Louis Strauss got whacked out and that it had really nothing to do with politics or factional disputes in the LA mob. It had to do with the LA mob doing Benny Binion a favor. And there would be more murders with Benny Binion atop the legitimate world in Las Vegas. He didn't die until 1989. He died of a heart attack on Christmas Day. Another part of the TV series, I'm told, will deal with a rivalry, if you will, between Benny Binion and Tony Spilotro. You know, these the two most infamous Vegas gangsters of all time, having crossed paths. And I guess Spilotro threatened to kill Doyle Brunson, one of the most accomplished poker players of all time, wanted Brunson to help him fix poker games in hotels. And Brunson went to Benny Binion, and Benny Binion sent word to Tony Spilotro to back off. Binion's son, Teddy, would also meet a pretty brutal ending the way the Spilotros did. Teddy Binion used to do a lot of partying and drug business with the Spilotros. And that was, you know, through Spilotro and his guy, Fat Herbie Blitzstein, they were able to get the contract on Brunson removed. But you're going to see that in this television series. But I'm really excited for it. I think this is great material. You know, it's untapped. It's untapped true crime that only, you know, if you have to be from Vegas or from Dallas, I guess, to really understand the legacy of Benny Binion. it almost seemed like his kid getting killed in 98. He was killed by like a girlfriend and one of his girlfriend's, I guess, boyfriends in a drug robbery, you know, homicide, and got a ton of press. And almost it's like the fact that he had a degenerate son that got killed in a pretty brutal way. Somehow, at least historically, in the 30 or 40 years since he's been gone, sometimes what happened to his son undermines his own legacy. Everybody wants to talk about the Ted Binion murder from 98. But Benny Binion was he's on Mount Rushmore. When you're talking about the people that built Las Vegas, doesn't get spoken about enough, whether it be from the gangster side or from the, having the vision and the, manifesting it the way Bugsy Siegel did. And, you know, Bugsy and Meyer and those guys, they did have that vision. But Benny Binion had a pretty, you know, a pretty spectacular equal vision. Poker was something that was played in, you know, sawdust joints, and it wasn't something that was, accessible to just everyday people, really. In terms of high rollers, you couldn't find legitimate high roller games. You had to go away on the black market, and he, you know, he was putting out huge pots, huge sums of money for people to come and play poker at the Horseshoe. And then eventually, you know, he conceived the World Series of Poker. So Benny Binion's a legend. It's pretty cool. I think that Cole Hauser and Sylvester Stallone are going to be doing that project. I'm jacked. I know those people. I think it's going to be outstanding. I'm really excited for it. And I would just tell everybody, go grab Blood Aces and read it before the television show comes out, because Blood Aces is like, you know, it's like Goodfellas, which was Wise Guy, or Casino. It should be required reading for anybody that's interested in true crime, Vegas history. So hats off to Doug Swanson. And we're really excited about the television show coming up. And I just wanted to let everybody know about the Russian Louis murder. And how the Russian Louis murder was result of somebody trying to get cute with Benny Binion. And we saw that, the last thing I'll close with, that foreshadowed people that wanted to test Benny Binion in his quote-unquote post-gangster years, thinking that that was when Benny was a gunslinger in the 30s or 40s. No. He whacked people in the 60s and 70s, too, and then in the 50s. So he had homicides all the way up into the 80s, or alleged homicides. Well, one of them after the Louis Strauss thing and the Herbie the Cat thing in the 60s, you had a local hoodlum that tried to kidnap Ted Binion. This is before Ted Binion, way before Ted Binion gets into his own trouble. But attempts to try to kidnap him, and some of his accomplices tip off Binion, and the guy, I think his name was Marvin Shoemate, who was planning to kidnap Binion's kid in a ransom plot, ends up tortured and murdered before he could do it. And then a retired FBI agent, an attorney who owned property where the Horseshoe exists to this day, was trying to pull the lease from Binion back in 72, and his name was Bill Cuthard, and he was killed, and Binion was considered the top suspect. So and didn't have any problems with the lease after that. So Benny Binion was a typhoon of tenacity when it came to legitimate business, being a gangster. And even in his elder years, was not afraid to dish out violence if he felt people were encroaching upon him or trying to take what was his or trying to disrespect him. So, but everybody enjoyed this episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Original Gangsters News Network. over on YouTube. Everybody keep on coming back to members only. I'll keep on saying that I promise you we're going to have this new format unleashed by the end of this spring. I'm working every day on it. Please stay with me. Thank you so much. I know it's taken me over a year to put this thing together, but once it's unleashed, you guys are going to love it. So everybody stand by. We got another episode with me and Novi coming out. We're going to be more consistent with that after we March was a little, not as consistent as we like, but now we're back on page. We'll be doing some more live things and virtual things. We got a lot of things in the hopper. So everybody stay tuned. Scott Bernstein, thank you to Benny for producing. Scott Bernstein, Original Gangsters, members only. I am out.